from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
1420 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's Jesse Tapia filling in for James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. We are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube is going to help me get my Honda Civic to 300,000 miles.
Shout out Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
I'll be stopping by there soon.
Salute.
Yep.
Love Jiffy Lube. Locations all over the Sacramento area. Visit JiffyLube.com to find the location nearest you.
Yeah, I hit up the one on Northgate. There's always good people out there.
Smart. Go to the Elk Grove location right behind it. The thing that I love about the Elk Grove one, we're not being paid for this, by the way. This is just
promotion.
Same. It's the one right off of Laguna.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a Starbucks, right? Like, same parking lot. So I just drop my car off, hop into Starbucks, get a little something to drink, get some work done. Call me right up.
It's far. And you know what, dude? Like, I like going to a car place where it's like, we're not even talking about Jiffy Lube at this point. Like, Jiffy Lube too, because like, this is why I go to get my oil changes. I don't need you telling me, oh, your car's all messed up, it's going to break down. Like, bro, like, can we just change my oil, please?
Yeah, dude.
I don't need a talking to.
Yep. I went, guy said, here's where we're at.
Yeah.
Here's what your filters look like. You want to change these? I said, nope, I can do my filters. He went, great, thanks. Here's your car.
Exactly.
Like, thank you.
That's what I need.
Thank you. Shout out to Jiffy Lube.
That's facts.
Hey, and shout out to this auction site. I lost my email. Here it is. The Heritage Auction is auctioning. I just got this in my inbox. Is auctioning Babe Ruth's called shot jersey from the 1932 World Series. Of course, at Wrigley Field in Chicago, Babe Ruth, 2-2 pitch. Holds up a finger. Whether he is...
He allegedly called his shot.
Allegedly called his shot. Some people think that he was telling the pitcher, hey, it's two strikes, you need to get one more. Or my theory is he was saying, like, I wasn't there. This is just based on what I've read. Oh, my theory is, like, he was like, we're doing one more pitch. Give me your best. I'm swinging.
That's fair.
That's what I think happened. But anyways, I wasn't there in 1932.
Yankees lies. So now they got A-Rod, like he's a hero now and all that.
That's the A-Rod redemption story's been kind of wild.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm tired of it.
Babe Ruth's called shot jersey is up for auction. Take a guess, Jesse. And you can play along in the chatty house too. How much is this jersey valued at?
Well, it's at least $1 million. Oh, we got music?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm gonna go $6 million.
That $6 million
feels kind of low because it's a jersey. It's not a like baseball. I'm gonna go like $16 million. Baseball cards, I feel like, go in the single digit millions. I'm gonna go, this is a jersey, I'm gonna go double digit. Go $16 million.
$16 million. I got Russ Dog saying $2 million. Brian in the chatty house says $17 million. David says $25K. Steven Castaneda $330K.
If it's below $1 million, that's absurd, I think.
Someone said Babe Ruth is actually Michigan's nephew. That's tough for a guy.
Shout out Michigan too. Always like seeing him chopping it up.
Big winner today based on the timing that I just made up right now. Big winner today is... Where'd he go? DeChef Monty. Congratulations, you're our big winner. He gets $35 million. The actual estimated value, $30 million.
Look at that. Monty McNair still winning. DeMar DeRozan and now in this game.
You win nothing. Yeah. Just the applause from us.
Yeah. I feel a lot better about my guess, though.
Can you imagine having that kind of bread where you can just, like, yeah, I'm going to go down to this auction. I'm gonna buy this Babe Ruth jersey from 100 years ago.
Whoever buys that jersey, I hate you. Nah, if you're spending $35 million on a Babe
Ruth. What if it's DeMar DeRozan?
All right, I guess I'm OVO.
What if?
I guess.
I think I take down three glizzies.
Well,
it's right. Tough.
What if Jason Tatum bought it?
Yeah, no. Jalen Brown's team. It's Jalen Brown's team. I almost said it too. It's Jalen Brown's team.
You said Trisha.
No, it's Jalen Brown's team.
Yeah, $30 million.
That's no. Don't spend that. Don't spend that on a jersey.
Stupid money.
Yeah.
Golly.
Go donate to 1320.
I hope a team buys it. Like, if the Yankees bought that jersey,
it belongs
to
in
display,
the MLB, the National Baseball, whatever they call it, museum.
That's
in
it.
Cooperstown. That's where it should go.
I'm right there with you. And hopefully whoever buys it gives it to the museum or loans it to the museum.
Yeah.
I always think that's funny, too, when you see my wife and I, we went on our honeymoon to Vegas. Or not to Vegas. To D.C.
It's a wild honeymoon.
I was thinking Summer League. We went on our honeymoon to D.C., Washington, D.C., because, it was close enough to the end of COVID that we were like, we don't want to really travel out of the country right now. And we both love museums.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, dude, why not go to D.C. where everything is a museum? A bunch of them are free. So we'll just go do that. And there's so many things at these museums that are say like on loan from X.
Yeah.
This person, this organization, whatever. And I always think that's interesting. Because if you're a person donating that to a museum, aren't you just giving it to the museum?
Yeah, well, because my question is, like, how do you collect? Like are they paying you for that? Like, you loan in? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, I think with a museum, I think you're just loaning it, like, for free.
See, I can't do that.
Like, if you bought this, let's say you bought this Babe Ruth jersey, you, Jesse. Let's say you got the money from Kenny and bought the jersey. So, you do that, and you say, hey, this belongs in Cooperstown. Cooperstown, I'm going to loan this to you. And then they put it up. It's just there. Do you go take it? And if you do, why? At what point in your life would you, maybe if you need money and you want to sell it?
Well, I guess. Yeah,
but
maybe,
dude,
you go bankrupt.
I would feel
or something.
Like, I would feel like trash if I was going.
That's
to
what I'm saying. Like, you gave it to him. Like now, what are you going to do with it? Like, it's better use here than it is at your house.
Right. That's what I'm
here being now, the Cooperstown.
No, I think part of it is if they were doing a special like Babe Ruth section,
mm-hmm.
and you donate and you put it on loan for that section and it's up for a year, then they're going to take it down and it's either going to go in storage or go back to your house. Cool. Yeah. Bring it to the crib. It'll be here. But if you're like, yeah, I want this on permanent display on loan. Nah, if you're going to donate it all the way.
Can I walk in and just take it out the display and take it home too? Because it is mine. I feel like that'd be a boss move right there. Like, hey, like that I'm taking this home.
No, you can't steal it. You can't go Black Panther style.
It's not stealing. It's mine.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. You can't go break in if it's in its own case.
Well, yeah, but Michael B. Jordan didn't own what was in the Black Panther thing.
Not personally.
Yeah, but in this case, personally, I own it.
Sure, but you can't damage their property. But I do wonder if they say, hey, we're going to display this from January 1, 2024 to January 1, 2025.
Yeah.
It's going to be on display for a year. If you decide on March 13th, man, you know what? My office would look fire with that Babe Ruth jersey in it. I need to go get it. Can you just walk into Cooperstown?
You should be able to.
And go, hey, I'm buying it. I'm taking this.
Unless money was exchanged or whatever, then I should be able to take it.
Yeah, I'm assuming that there's some, and if you work at a museum, please call 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. My assumption is there's some kind of contract.
Yeah, there has to be, I'm sure.
There's no way.
It's too big of a thing for there not to be. Like, we're all having fun, but yeah, I'm sure they got some provisions or whatever they call it.
Yeah, like you can't just walk in and be like, yeah, is the curator here? Yeah, Jesse Tapia,
Steve,
owner of that
can
jersey.
Can you get my jersey, please?
Yeah, see, it says on loan from Jesse Tapia. That's me. I'm taking this to my home now. It's not on display. There has to be some kind of like licensing agreement.
Yeah. Shout out to the Chatty House too. We're getting Sandlot references. That's the best baseball movie of all time. and I will stand by that. The Sandlot. I love that movie. Sentimental value with that movie, I think. Like, it is undefeated. I'll throw it on. I will never get tired of it. And there are other good baseball movies, but like I said, I just love The Sandlot.
Is The Sandlot the best baseball movie of all time?
Because we were all those kids, too.
Oh, facts.
I think that's why it's so dope.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Man, that's tough. I need to revisit The Sandlot. I have not watched it in a long time. Mm-hmm. I know there's the nostalgia factor of it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of baseball movies that I know I like for sure.
Yeah, I like. Yeah, there's a few I like too or whatever, but like Sandlot is just the one, I feel like. Sandlot 2, Sandlot 3, Hot Garbage. But
I need to revisit and see how it aged. Mm-hmm. Because that's what, I haven't seen a lot of movies. And so I'm working on upping my movie game. Mm-hmm. And there are so many films that people will be like, see, that's how you know I'm becoming a movie guy. I call it a film.
Yeah.
There are so many films that people will say, you have to watch this. I love this movie. And then I watch it and I have zero.
I think if you watch The Sandlot, like you'll think the same thing.
Yeah, I think so. Because I watched it a lot when I was younger, but I haven't watched it in many, many years.
Yeah.
I gotta see how it ages before I agree or disagree with your take.
All
right. My knee-jerk reaction was to disagree.
I don't like that. Go watch it. Go watch it, yeah, tonight.
Just leave right now.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I got this. Give me in the chatty house. I was going to go watch Sandlot. We'll be back. We'll be back.
All right, I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go watch The Sandlot. He's Jesse Tapia. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The Insiders back in a second. It's the producer's edition of The Insiders today on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
Now, back to The Insiders, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Jesse Tapia in for James Hamm. James Hamm taking a day. Jesse, the producer for D'Lo and KC, nice enough to fill in. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon, except it won't be D'Lo and KC. It'll just be KC.
Yep.
Because D'Lo's on vacation this week. This is how you know it's summer at a radio station.
Yeah, nobody's here. we came back from field day, too. Like, nobody's in the office, like, since we've come back. It's just us.
Well,
wait, what happened?
I have thoughts.
Oh, I was like, am I talking too loud or what's going on here? Am I saying something I shouldn't?
No, you're saying something out loud for sure. It was just the idea behind Field Day. And then it was great.
Oh, I know.
Big shout out to the employee engagement team.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, like, that's so much extra work.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a super fun day. I know we talked a lot about, like, oh, we got to do this. Nothing kings happened.
Yeah.
We had a great time out there. Again, had a wonderful way to spend a work day.
Yeah. Kyle's wondering, where's everybody at?
And then we came back Monday, and there's nobody here.
Where are you all at? We did all the speeches. Where are you guys at?
We are here, bro. It is go time.
We were told it was go time.
And we pull up Monday. Damien's out.
Literally Will Smith in that one scene of Fresh Prince. There's no one there.
Dude, it was you, me, and James.
Yeah. Just
looking around.
It was literally so empty. The lights behind my studio went out when I left, and it was 4 o'clock.
Yeah, bro. Same deal when I was sitting there, because I work in the kitchen area before the show. Mm. Same deal. Just went out. Like, looking at John. Big shout out to sales guy John.
Yeah, shout out John.
John is here 7 days a week.
That's facts. I see him and JC all the time.
JC.
Shout out JC. Is the other Modesto guy, huh?
Not going to say it.
Say it.
JC resembles a former college football coach.
Huh. Yeah. Which one?
Not going to say.
All
right. He looks like Urban Meyer.
I see it a little bit.
He looks a little bit like Urban Meyer.
Yeah. Shout out JC. He was Team Blue at Field Day. We were on the same squad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and you guys are both Modesto guys.
Yeah.
Did you find out where he's from?
Yeah, he's I'm not going to drop it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think I have a long commute. He commutes up from Modesto every day.
Yeah, I was really happy when he started bringing Mr. T's too. Shout out Mr. T's.
Mr. T's donut.
One of the best donut places.
Very good. Yeah, big time salute to them. Good idea or bad idea? Three things happening in the world, and we decide whether those ideas are good or bad. Team USA last night defeated Canada. God, we haven't talked about this at all today. This is the most July 11th show of all time. Defeated Canada last night, 86-72 in the opening game of their tune-up for the Summer Olympics in Paris. Joel Embiid got the start for Team USA. Good idea or bad idea?
It's a bad idea after the game. Like, after I'm watching, like, he doesn't need to start, I don't think. Like, he's a great player and all that, but maybe Anthony Davis just fits what they're doing a little bit more.
I think Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo both fit better. Yeah. And last night, Anthony Davis and Bam played together at some points. Mm-hmm. I don't think Joel Embiid is necessary. I don't think the starting lineup last night was going to be the starting lineup game one.
I think we got to get Tatum and Anthony Edwards in there too.
Yeah, I think one of those guys probably coming off the bench, but I think you got to start Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
It was Steph, Devin Booker, Drew Holiday with Joel Embiid and LeBron. It's such an insane team that starting five is like, don't know if it's their best
five. Yeah, I'm literally saying that. I don't think I like that. I don't think I like it.
But, dude, it was so funny watching the Warriors fans I follow on Twitter react to that starting lineup, because that's just peak Steve Kerr. Like, you got Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards, you got Anthony Davis, and Bam Adebayo, and you're like, here's Devin Booker and Drew Holiday and Steph.
It's just Steve wants to play basketball, I guess.
Come on, man.
Steve wants to draw out plays and run 2-3 zones or whatever.
I liked the Embiid idea at first because, yeah, God, he stretches the floor. He's going to be the biggest dude on the court every time they play, save for if they run into France. I love that idea.
Mm.
And then you go watch him play, and I know he's been hurt and he's been dealing with some stuff, but God, it's the play style that I cannot get behind.
You can be hunting for fouls and Olympics and all that. Like play ball.
That was everybody last night was playing ball. It wasn't super pretty. It wasn't the best game I've ever seen. But God, Tyrese Halliburton was playing defense, and you got Devin Booker out there playing defense and grabbing rebounds, and LeBron and Stafford and Drew Holiday and Jason Tatum. Everybody's out there just busting their asses trying to get buckets, and you got Joel Embiid down there backing in and throwing the arms up. Like, dog, back your ass into the post, turn around and put it in the hoop.
You're Joel Embiid, bro.
You're Joel Embiid. I don't think he should be starting anymore.
Yeah, no. Bad idea.
Shout out to Steve Kerr. Jamal Adams, former Seahawks linebacker, signed with the Titans to compete for a starting safety job. Signing Jamal Adams at this point, good idea or bad idea?
It's a good idea if you want to pretend your safety, or if you want to pretend your linebacker's a safety.
What are the Titans doing?
I don't know. I thought they were blowing it up and restarting and all, but it just seems Will Levis is going to take us to the playoffs or whatever.
Are the Titans the Chicago Bulls?
Yeah, that's just, yes. I don't even think otherwise. I think so. Because they're not, they're just, hey, we can make a run. You know what? You know what the issue is? They play in the AFC South. And if you play in the AFC South, you always have a shot, right. No matter what.
And that's the Bulls in the East. And I'm guessing there are six or seven teams you could say this about.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bulls, the reason they didn't trade DeMar DeRozan and Alex Caruso at the deadline last year was because they were like, no, we're pushing for this play-in spot.
Yeah.
And cool, credit to them. They got to the play-in. They didn't make the playoffs. But I think that's with the Titans. They've not really been good enough. They went to the AFC title game, I think, once with Mike Vrabel.
Mm-hmm.
But they're now moved on from Mike Vrabel.
That's the thing. Like, if we're gonna go for it, why is Mike Vrabel just not here? Like, maybe that just ran its course and they got tired of each other, which kind of seemed like it might have happened.
But Derrick Henry walk,
yeah.
And then they're signing DeAndre Hopkins, but they're going with Will Levis, and now they're signing. I have no idea what the Titans are doing. They signed Jamal Adams. I guess they look at the AFC South and say, hey, we can make a wild card spot or maybe win the division. I'm just out on Jamal Adams.
Yeah, me too.
I want him all the way away from my team.
And I'm out on the AFC South as well.
Yeah, big time.
Shout out to the Colts.
Jamal Adams is the AFC South of safeties.
It's facts.
I want to get further into this
after the break.
But Grant Hill yesterday spoke. He is one of the purveyors of the Team USA roster. I don't know if I used purveyors correctly, but it sounds right, so we're going to rock with
it. The head honcho.
He is one of the people who oversees the Team USA roster building. And he says it was him who picked Derek White over Jaylen Brown. It was not an edict from Nike. Grant Hill just looked at the roster, looked at those two players, and said Derek White fits better. Good idea or bad idea?
Bad idea.
I want to get into this with you, who roots for the Celtics. What are your thoughts on this here?
I mean, I'm not overly, Jaylen Brown should have made it. Like, I'm not overly caught up into it. But as far as, like, Team USA, you should have called Jaylen Brown. He's the better player. Like, I love Derek White and all that, but Jaylen Brown fits there as well. It's not a matter of, Derek White fits here more than Jaylen Brown does. Like, I don't think that's the case. Like, Jaylen Brown's been with Team USA before. They both have. But, like, mm-hmm. call up the finals MVP. I think it's simple. And I like you said, we're going to talk about it after the break, unless you want to get into it here. But, like, there could be other things going into it. I don't know if it's just Grant Hill.
Part of me wonders if Team USA looked at this and went, hey, whoever this isn't going to play. Like, the replacement for Kawhi Leonard is going to be like Jason Tatum.
Well,
or Kevin Durant's role will change a little bit, or Anthony Edwards will play more, whatever it is. And they didn't want to bring in Jaylen Brown, who is already ratcheting up the drama about not making the team. didn't want to bring him in and go, hey, you're probably not going to play much.
Well, that's the thing. You call him in, there's going to be no drama, though. If Kawhi's done, you
really?
Call him. Yeah, because he's there. I think that's the whole reason why there is, because he feels like he should have been called up. Like, yes, if Jaylen Brown gets the call with Kawhi out, he would have been happy with it, I'm sure. I don't think there would have been an issue. I don't think we wouldn't be talking about this.
I don't think Derek White played last night. Although he probably wasn't in Vegas yet.
Well, because like to that point, like, was.
But if Derek White, if they look at that role and they go, yeah, hey, that Derek White roster spot just isn't going to see a lot of time.
I don't know.
Jaylen Brown would have just been cool with that, getting called up and then not playing?
Yeah, because you're still part of it. You're still part of Team USA and all that. Because also, like, I'm not of the mindset. It's like, no one's going to play. Let's just call up Derek. Like, you still try to maximize that spot, I think.
How much do you add a forward? How much do you think the Nike stuff played into it? We'll just get into it now. We got a couple minutes.
I think it did play into it, honestly, I think. Like, from hearing Damian talk about Team USA and all the Fox stuff, like, they do hold grudges, and from what it sounds like, they do hold grudges and they let things, like, yeah, they hold grudges and all that stuff. And I don't think it's a Team USA thing, but I'm sure someone from Nike was like, and bringing up Nike too, just a background or whatever, Jaylen Brown, like, with all the Kyrie stuff, Nike had pulled their endorsements or whatever happened at that time, and Jaylen basically, in paraphrasing, talking about Nike, like, oh, they're talking about ethics, like, Nike is about ethics now, basically, yeah,
mm-hmm.
marking them or whatever. And I guess that's what JB thinks is going on.
And Nike has his hands all over Team USA.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I think that's fair. I think there's some of that. I don't think it's just a matter of, because it just doesn't make sense. Like, Jaylen Brown, like, you lose a forward, you can add the finals MVP. He's been in your system. Like, he fits. He's played with Jason Tatum. He's played with all these guys and all that. Like, he fits. I just don't, like, after Jaylen bringing it up, I think I can see that being a reason why.
I think it's a reason. I don't think it's the reason. I think that what I said earlier is part of it, mm-hmm. where they looked at, okay, Kawhi's gone, but we kind of knew that this was coming, so we know that Jason Tatum's going to take this spot, and we're going to move Kevin Durant around like this. Anthony Edwards going to play this. And they had that contingency plan kind of in place. Because mm-hmm. Grant Hill even said, like, this is a Team USA decision, this wasn't Kawhi's decision. So I think they had been kind of preparing for that. And they went, whoever this roster spot is not going to play a ton. So adding the Jaylen Brown Nike stuff to that,
yeah,
went, hey, it's not worth the headache with Nike, so we're just going to go with Derek White.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like...
But again, I don't... If Jaylen Brown was LeBron James, I don't think he's not on the team.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I follow you.
I don't think the grudge would have been that deep.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah,
I think it's just a last roster spot. Nah, screw that guy.
Yeah, I got you.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Team USA, stop
living in the gray area. Living in the gray area. Yeah,
I can see that.
I can't wait till Jaylen Brown drops the Isaiah Thomas clip.
I'm not going to...
had the qualifications.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Part of me was like, oh, they called Derek White and not Jaylen. Is this going to affect the locker room? Like, that did cross my mind for a second. Like,
I think it might.
I was like, we just gave Jaylen conference finals MVP and finals MVP, and now we got to give him something else.
I will say, though, big win for the ball community.
It's facts. You guys want to come up.
Yeah, this is huge. Really excited for our guy, Derek White. All right. We got to hit the break. The handoff with Kenny Caraway coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll keep talking Kings. We'll keep talking Team USA. That's Jesse Tapia. I'm Kyle Madsen. No James Hamm today on the Insiders, sponsored by Jiffy Lube here on ESPN 1320. That's Sacramento Sports Leader.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Insiders brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Jesse Toppy over there, Kyle Madsen here. Kenny Caraway joining us in maybe 15 minutes.
He's going to be here when he's here.
Get his thoughts on Team USA's win over Canada last night. We've talked a little bit about the Cal Classic finale today. Jesse and I both under the idea that Keon Ellis should be the Kings starting two guard. That was solidified for me last night with how he looked as the kind of number one guy for the Kings in the Cal Classic finale. Again, not saying he's going to go score 30 points a night or get 21 shots a night, but
if he can knock down two threes a game or whatever, we're cooking.
That's it. Just he is good enough offensively to be a starting two guard on this basketball team. And that is the lens you have to view everything through.
Yep.
What does this team look like? What does this team need? Is Keon Ellis going to be a top 10 two guard in the league? Probably not. But for what the Kings need specifically, I think he is their best option.
Top 10 two guard in our hearts.
Number one two guard in our hearts, to be honest.
That's fair.
916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. If you have thoughts on Keon Ellis or Team USA's win over Canada last night, go ahead and tap in. I wish the All-Star game looked like that game last night.
Yeah.
The NBA All-Star game, I mean.
Yeah. I've given up on All-Star games, I think. MLB All-Star game I like, 'cause that's probably the closest you get to real competition or whatever, but I think we're so far gone from the NBA All-Star game, like, I don't think it's ever. It should. Yeah, you're right. Like, just play a little bit harder, but I've given up on hope, honestly.
I think I have too.
Yeah.
Although, like,
I don't even watch it at this point. Like, it's not even worth it. It sucks. It's trash. It's garbage. It's everything.
I'm going to give it one more year. Because I think it felt like this year it kind of came to a head,
mm-hmm.
where I don't want to say it doesn't mean anything, but it's starting to mean less and less to make the All-Star team.
It's getting closer. I don't want to call it a joke, but just
the game very much is a joke. The All-Star honor is not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being an All-Star is cool, but it's just at this point it's a thing on your basketball reference page.
Well, it's like the voting for All-Star weekend always gets wonky too, like who makes the team and coaches voting for who and all that.
I am putting the All-Star game saving on Anthony Edwards' shoulders.
If there's someone who could do it, it's probably him.
I'm putting it on his shoulders. Well, and granted, I did the same thing this year, and then you see him in the in the skills competition.
Yeah.
Where he's like, yeah, I'm going to do everything left-handed.
Yeah.
Like,
never mind. Yeah, never mind.
Man, come on.
I forgot.
But I think when you texted this to me last night about Team USA, uh-huh. and you were like, get the old guys out of here. LeBron, Steph, Kawhi, KD, salute for what you've done. Shout out. But it's a young guy's time.
Yep.
This is Tatum. This is
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards. Bam Adebayo. It's this is the next kind of this is the next Olympic team we're seeing here. Jaylen Brown, I think, should probably be in there. De'Aaron Fox, I think you could argue should be in there. Mm-hmm. But you saw last night kind of the next
generation.
Yeah. I think that's where the All-Star game needs to go. Where it's not like LeBron and Steph and all those guys have no desire to play any additional minutes, much less like quality additional minutes. Mm-hmm. They'll go play for a gold medal. They'll go play for a championship, but they're not going to go out there on All-Star weekend and bust their asses.
Yeah, no, it's just, they're just almost like they're above that in a way.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And that's fine. But I think once they exit, mm-hmm. or maybe this is, like I said, I'm giving it this year for a player like Anthony Edwards or Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown or anybody, Luka, Jokic, I don't care, anybody to just go into a game and be like, no, I am playing defense, I'm going hard on offense, and I'm going to make sure that, because if one guy was super competitive and talking trash and getting buckets and playing defense, mm-hmm. I think, well, okay, hey, this guy's in my jersey defensively, no, I've got to play on offense.
You know, I think who could maybe help it is Victor Wembanyama.
Great point. That's a fantastic point by you.
Yeah, I think Victor, that's the one I got my eye on. Maybe he can kind of like change it.
I don't think he has a bone in his body that would allow him to half-ass a
game. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you could tell that, like, he loves the game. Like pure basketball, like he just loves it or whatever. So yeah. I think like he's the one who's like, nah, come on, like we're gonna play right now.
When how many times did you hear him just in press conferences last year? Mm-hmm. Like, none of this matters, we're not winning. I came here to win.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I am all about winning. Mm-hmm. And I believe him.
Yeah.
Did you see first of all, any Victor Wembanyama highlights, insane.
Always.
Did you see the one that was going around the internet last night of the practice footage?
Was it the one where he got turned around, they do layup
floater,
and he hits it out? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Evan Fournier mm-hmm. somehow got Victor Wembanyama like twisted around, and he half stumbles. If you missed this, it's worth going to find it online. But he like stumbles where he's like bent over at the waist, and he's got a hand like toward the ground. You see the floater go up mm-hmm. from Evan Fournier, and you're like, man, he got him. And then Wemby not only recovers, but gets up and knocks the shot away.
It's literally like the Monstars.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just physically, I don't know how a person does that.
He's everything they said, and he's probably going to be more.
And it's...
And we're just scratching the surface, too. Like, all this stuff he just did in year one is just like oh, like, this probably... Like, he hasn't learned, like, everything yet.
So I was watching when Team USA last night, they I don't want to say they struggled against Canada, but the offense was definitely ugly early on.
I think it's your classic early Team USA game. They got to get together and all that.
Figuring stuff out. They gotta learn how to play together. They gotta just get more reps in, and that's why you play these showcase games, right? But the one thing that I walked away from that game going, this is by far the best team that's going to be in this tournament. As long as they're not a total disaster, they should win gold.
Yeah.
But then you look at France. It's like, maybe Victor Wembanyama, maybe it's just not going to matter. Maybe he is just the end-all, be-all of basketball.
This is probably the Olympics with the most talent all around, I think, if you look at like the other teams,
yeah,
the other
probably.
Nations coming in here.
Yeah.
So it's not just like, Team USA is the best team. It's not going to be just a cakewalk.
No. No, definitely not. Yeah. I can't wait for the Olympics.
Yeah,
I'm so excited about it.
Do we know what the time zones are looking for these games? Do we have to wake up at 3 a.m. to
no,
watch?
So it's 7 hours. No. 9 hours?
Maybe 9. England is 8.
It's 9 hours, uh-huh. I believe, from Pacific time.
Got it.
And I think their first game is at like 8:15 a.m.
Oh, that's fine. We can do that.
No, it's not. The earliest one might be like 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Zay Basin, and they're saying 8 a.m. games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We said even 5 o'clock in the morning, we can do that.
That's an adorable cat photo on Zay Bay's picture.
Yeah.
Zay Based. Got it. Don, you're on the Insiders with Kyle and Jesse. What's up?
Hey, yes, sir. It is PC, a.k.a. Don the Finest.
What's up, TC?
What's up, TC?
Yeah,
Philly
Talk. Hey, real quick, I'm with Keon.
Doc, hang on. I want to talk about Keon for a second. Are you, like, ordering at a drive-thru right now? What's going on, TC?
No, bro, I'm on break, and it was just all the work behind me. They got a bunch of work behind me.
All right.
And I was online on the phone. Yeah, that's what it is.
Very good. Let it rip.
So now check it out. Yeah, I'm a piece of things probably loud. Hey, I'm with Keon starting, bro. I'm all for that. Start Keon, but if you come down to Monk starting, you can start, bro. But I'm with Keon starting. And Kyle, I meant to ask you the other day, bro. Am I wrong, bro, for being out on the Niners? You know I'm a diehard, bro, but I'm not feeling them, bro. I'm out, bro. I'm like, I'm all Kings. You know I'm Kings and Niners, bro, but
yeah.
Am I wrong for that, Kyle?
No, I don't. Like, thanks. Oh, shoot.
We didn't mean to do that, TC. My bad. Yeah, no.
This is the perils of having to do this on the fly.
All right, I got to, on that point with the Niners, real quick. Are they just going to go through the playoffs again and get to the Super Bowl? Like, last year got close. Detroit almost had them. Green Bay almost had them. Like, can they do that again?
Here's where I'm at. They have the best roster in football,
mm-hmm.
and that's not Homer take from Kyle.
No.
Go ask. Like, it's ESPN, Pro Football Focus, like whatever. They are. Which, and I said this yesterday. I'm tired of hearing that. We've heard it for 4 years.
Tired of hearing they got the best roster in football.
Yeah, man. Like, it's good. You'd rather have the best roster in football than the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. We've seen it not matter for 4 consecutive years. Or 21, 22, 23, 3 consecutive years and 4 of the last 5. I just don't, cool. As far as being out on them, if you're a fan how you want. I'm not going to tell you how to be a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that this is a super talented team. I don't think that they're being held back by Kyle Shanahan. I'm not with any of that. But
are you at a point where losing in the Super Bowl now is just kind of like numbed you to the fact, like, we're going to kill the regular season, we're going to tear it up in the playoffs, but now, like, it just matters, this one thing matters now?
No, sort of. That's a two-part thing. The regular season aspect of it is teams don't lose the Super Bowl and then go back.
Yeah.
That's really, really hard to do. Like, it just doesn't, I think it's happened like 8 times, or 8 teams have done it. The Bills did it 3 times in the 90s. But
to the Bills.
Word to the Bills. But it's hard to do that.
Yeah.
So if the Niners go out this year and go 9-8, I wouldn't be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
That happens. Look at the Eagles, dude.
Yeah.
The Eagles looked like they were going to take over the NFL and then hit a wall in week 13 last year and never recovered. So maybe that happens. And maybe at the end of this year, it's turmoil and Brandon Ayuk doesn't have a contract and, oh, they got to pay Brock Purdy, but he wasn't as good. Mm-hmm. And, oh, Kyle Shanahan's on the hot seat now because Brock Purdy's his guy and he might not be the guy. And this and that. Sure. But if you told me they went to the Super Bowl again, I wouldn't be floored either. As far as losing in the Super Bowl, it was so funny. I said on Candlestick Chronicles, that's the 49ers podcast I do with Chris Biederman, a subscriber wherever you get your podcast. I said, the good news is I don't think there's a way they can lose this game where it's going to like hurt.
Mm.
Because that the Super Bowl they lost to the Ravens, it was like, my dog died straight up.
Yeah.
For like 2 months. I couldn't watch football, couldn't talk. I didn't want to talk about it. The last one of the Chiefs was tough, especially going into work the next day, taking calls on a Bay Area radio station. This is just bad vibes.
Yeah.
So I went into this one going, you know what? It's Patrick Mahomes. You're losing to Patrick Mahomes, whatever. Like that happens. But then they go lose in OT,
yeah.
And they have that 3rd and 4 at the end of the game where if they convert, that's ball game. They had their chance to get into the end zone in overtime. They had the 4th and 1 in overtime.
Oh, you remember all of it.
Dog, come on.
Oh, yeah.
They had the 4th and 1 in OT.
Ugh.
And then I...
I'm sorry, Kyle. I'm sorry.
And so it was so funny. It was like, that's the one way, yeah. The one thing that they could have done that was good.
I'm just laughing because like, yeah, I'm going to go, it's Patrick Mahomes. And you're like, well, they could have did this. They could have did that. They missed up on this.
That's exactly what happened, dude. Well, and I need to stop saying this because, so they lose in the 2011 season, 2012, January of 2012, they lose the NFC title game to the Giants.
Yeah.
In the building for that with my mom. Sitting right behind 2 Giants fans. Just the, just devastating,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
21 years old. It's the first time the Niners have ever been good in my life. And just soul-crushing defeat. Just brutal. The next year, they go to the Super Bowl. And I'm going, the good news is they can't hurt me. It's never going to get worse than that NFC title game.
It always gets worse.
And then they get to the 5-yard line with a chance to win the Super Bowl and choke.
It gets so much worse.
Don't do it. They're like, all right, well, the good news is it'll never get worse than that. And then they're up 10 in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl, 3rd and 15. They got Patrick Mahomes backpedaling, airs it out. Oh, my God, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
And they lose the Super Bowl that way. All right, the good news is they can't hurt me anymore. The next NFC title game, 2 years later, Jaquaski Tartt dropped interception. They blow it, the 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter. They lose to the Rams. Oh, my God, what a disaster. The good news is it's never going to get worse than this.
It always gets worse, and we are fools, all of us. Everyone in the chat house, me, you, anyone who likes sports, we're all fools because, no, it'll be better. It'll be better, and it's never better.
We're all clowns.
Yes.
Dude. And
yes.
Here's why. It's not clowns because we're fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's clowns because we're going to wake up on Sunday week one, the 49er fan contingent, and we're going to be like, this is it. Let's go.
You know how many Decembers I've gone into with the Dolphins? They're going to figure it out, fellas. This is the year. Oh, they lost to the Titans. Gave up 2 scores with 3 minutes left. We're going to miss the playoffs. Whatever. Division's gone. We're back. I'm a fool.
Every year.
Yeah.
Every year. That's how it goes. But I went into, this is crazy.
Oh, wow.
This is insane, dog. What is this? Oh, my.
It's Cash Out Caraway.
Yeah, it is. Good Lord.
Don't do that.
Ask him for those 30 M's to get the Babe Ruth jersey.
Honestly, yeah. Can I get $35 million to buy a Babe Ruth jersey?
Kenny Caraway with a handoff coming up. If you're not watching on YouTube or Twitch at youtube.com/ESPN1320. Twitch.tv.
Might not be able to afford to.
That outfit's nutty. Kenny Caraway coming up in just a bit. But yeah, man, that's every year. Just going like, hey, the good news is they can't hurt me anymore.
Yeah.
The 22 NFC title game didn't hurt me. Yeah, dude, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, we're reliving the
Yeah, dude,
Niners
we're just
worst hits.
We're going blow for blow right now.
I got something to say.
Okay, I can't wait.
TC, by the way, is out on the 49ers.
If you can believe that.
Out.
If you can believe that, TC out on the 49ers. No, man, the 22 game didn't bother me. Because that was like, you know what? That's just bad. That's tough. You get 4 quarterbacks all injured in the same year.
Yeah.
Nothing you're going to do. It happens, whatever.
I'm going to get mad because Josh Johnson could have take us all away.
Yeah, like and there was a point in that game where I'm like, oh, you know, maybe the defense carries it. Josh Johnson. And then when he fumbled the snap right before halftime and the Eagles go down and score, it's like, oh, okay, that's ball. It's a wrap.
Was there any hope when McCaffrey lined up behind center?
Oh, Lord.
God,
maybe,
God.
Oh, maybe we can run the Wildcat.
Got to get in here. It's time for the handoff. Kenny Caraway in the building. Kenny Caraway hosting D'Lo and KC today from noon to 4. Let me get your microphone up. Get this outfit.
Here.
Get this outfit in there. That is.
Oh, man,
if you missed it,
right there. That's what
if
it
you
is,
missed
man,
it,
you know?
No, there's a matching. Now I gotta know: is that a matching shirt and short set, or are you going romp him right now?
Absolutely, it's matching. You know what I'm saying? Shout out, you know my people.
Who?
You see what it is? Oh, this
shout out who?
It's Fashion Nova. You know what I'm saying? It's Fashion Nova. You know what I mean? I got love for my people over at Fashion Nova doing what they do. You know,
as
what I
a
mean?
Great philosopher Jay-Z once said, "We don't believe you.
Yeah,
you need more people."
Well, like Fashion, no way. I'm telling you where I got this from.
Hey, that's
Fashion Nova. They hook you up. You know, if you're in a crunch or whatever, you know, they hook you up, man. They be having some good little deals. Shout out to them. If you order before noon, it'd be 1 day delivery. You know what I mean? Shout out Fashion Nova.
I'm sure that's all true.
Yeah.
But that's not where you got
Where did you get
that?
The shirt, though? Where did you get your outfit, though?
Look what this is.
All right. If I go to Fashion Nova right now
Absolutely.
And I look up floral.
I don't know what it's called, but.
Hey, me and Kyle coming in here tomorrow with our same day delivery with that outfit.
You got
tomorrow.
About 11 minutes.
Gonna be before
you get it one day delivery. Although they lied to me, they said 1 day delivery. I didn't get it till like after the holidays, man. So I didn't even have.
Yeah, it happens.
I,
with those high
I was trying to
companies.
Get it for my trip. Yeah. I didn't even have it for the trip, man.
So Mr. Versace, I need it now. Yeah.
He called Donatella himself. Got her on speed dial. What so our guy TC is. I heard I was bopping around the various radio stations the other day, and. I stopped in on another station.
Okay. It happened.
And heard TC.
Well, I mean, you know.
TC's around.
That's
TC is around.
Yeah.
I was like, TC is around, like, man.
I was like, I know this voice. TC, I know him.
TC and Mitch, you know, yeah. Tupac, they get around. You know what I mean? TC and Mitch, man, I see you. It's good, though. It's good.
I want to.
We ain't got to have a monopoly.
No,
you know what I mean? We ain't
got to have a monopoly. No, of course not. No.
Yeah.
For his, to his credit today, Mitch called the show.
I heard.
And transitioned perfectly into what we were going to talk about.
Mitch is, he's locked back in, man. He got a little too loose. You know?
Welcome back, yeah.
Yep. He back in. He's trying to make sure. He's the anti-Draymond. He does not want to get suspended.
Facts.
So, TC's out on the 49ers.
And look, I'm a Zag. I was thinking about this. It's funny. No, I'm
shout out Mark Few.
I'm gonna tell you, like, shout out Mark Few. This is very ironic that we're talking about this. Well, I'm zagging, man. I was thinking about this last night. I think they might win the Super Bowl.
It's on the table.
And here's my
every outcome between like 9-8 and winning the Super Bowl is on the table for me.
9-8 would be, there would be a lot that have to go. Like, the whole offense would have to get hurt to go 9-8.
But, dude, you remember 2020?
Yeah.
That was
part of that was Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo, right? First of all, he was getting hurt.
Yeah.
And he's throwing the ball way up here where Kittle gets his leg damn near bent in half. So, Brock Purdy not going to do that. But I looked at it like this, though. They're not in the AFC.
Good
like
point.
Who in the NFC, you'd be like, nah, they going to the Super Bowl over the 49ers.
It's not that.
Well, yeah, because my point was like Detroit and Green Bay, like
Bay ain't it. Detroit, maybe.
Detroit, well, I'm like not necessarily.
Not to go to the Super Bowl, they're not going.
It doesn't
to
have to
Super
be
Bowl.
Green Bay, but the fact the 49ers are vulnerable. Like, I think that was the first year was like, all right, this team is vulnerable. Now these teams can get them and stuff like that. Like, I kind of wonder if that's going to be the case this year.
I don't
think
the Niners are the best.
You don't think so? Like, not even Detroit?
Detroit is the first one that gives me pause. I don't think Philly would do it. Cowboys.
I just think maybe there's a way to beat the Niners now.
There's.
What's the way?
Well, just like you said, if they just finished last year, then that's how. Like, it wasn't just the Niners dominated their way through the postseason. Like, now these teams are getting closer.
I'll tell you like this. But Green Bay, you can't beat the Niners like Green Bay played. Like, Green Bay really didn't do much of anything.
That game ended when Darnell Savage dropped that interception in the first quarter.
I could see
Purdy
that.
Threw him one. It hit him right in the chest.
Yeah.
And that was.
I could see that. Green Bay, like, As we move further and further away, that game is kind of smoke and mirrors. Like, Green Bay was not, like, dominant.
They were very careful.
They got to third down and converted a bunch of third downs. They didn't turn the ball. Well, they did turn the ball over. That's how they ended up losing. But the Green Bay and Detroit were two completely different games to me. Detroit was beating their ass.
Totally. And I think the Niners went out and tried to fix our defensive line so they're not getting pushed around like they did. Okay, that's all great. But you've got Green Bay, who's going to be a year older this year. That's a lot of really young dudes on that team.
I
got
to see it from Jordan Love.
Yeah, no, and that's fine. Year. That's fine. I just don't think it's off the table that Green Bay comes out and is really freaking good this year.
I'm out on that. I think Detroit's better.
The hand motion. I'm out.
For me, it's just like the Niners have been up here. The rest of the NFC has been here the last few years, and now it's just kind of like that.
Oh, they're not that close.
I think the gap is.
You think it's that far?
It's gotten closer. Fix your hands, bro.
Yeah, it's gotten closer.
You know, I didn't even put them above.
They've got some teams have gotten better, but it ain't here.
I did not even put it that way. Like, here.
Hey, you were like here. You were like here.
I was still under. They're close.
No, I think. I think the Niners should, on paper, and they are. Go look at the Niners. Depending on the sportsbook, are the favorite to win the whole thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And they're the NFC favorite by a decent margin.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you if you're being realistic and you're considering teams in the NFC, I think Dallas has to be there. I think Green Bay and Detroit.
We're not doing Dallas.
And Green Bay. No, they have to be there. I think mm-hmm. you have to again. You got to see it. I'm not picking them to win mm-hmm. it. But if you're talking about teams that could give the 49ers a problem. I think Dallas is there. I think you have to include Philly in there. I think the Rams are going to be tough this year.
Rams are going
to
be.
I'm interested to see what Seattle looks like with a new head coach.
They're going to look like trash.
Kenny has never given Seattle credit in like 4 years of this show.
What you think about New Orleans?
I'm over that.
Tampa Bay.
Sure. I think Tampa Bay would have been a tough out in the playoffs last year.
Atlanta. Kirk Cousins.
TBD on Atlanta. But again, like, it's the NFL's, like, nothing is off off the table really for me when it comes to, like, if you told me Atlanta made a run, sure. Mm. Like, at this point, like, yeah, sure, why not? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of that's
right. Winning the Super Bowl.
All right.
Sometimes you got to go through, like, the worst. Mm-hmm. It's like the Red Sox, right? Like, in 03, they thought it was over. It's never going to happen.
Oh, yeah, that was tough.
And then came back in 04.
All right, Niners winning the Super Bowl, and Kenny's going to win the noon to 4 hour coming up right here on ESPN 1320. D-Lo today. D-Lo still on vacation. Kenny Caraway hanging out with you. I'm still waiting for a text from our guy. I'll let you know.
Okay.
That's Jesse Tapia. Salute to Jesse for hanging out for James today. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. right here on ESPN 1320. We have been The Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Until tomorrow at 10, drink water and be nice, people. Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.